Israeli victim of Palestinian attack on Sparrow Pizzeria dies after 22-year coma. By Joel B. Polak on May 31, 2023. Chonan Ockenberg, a 31-year-old mother who was wounded in the infamous Palestinian terrorist bombing of the Sparrow Pizzeria in central Jerusalem in August 2001, died on Wednesday after spending 22 years in a coma. The bombing, which took place at the popular eatery at the intersection of Yaffa and King George Streets, killed 15 people, including 7 children and a pregnant woman, and marked the nadir of the Second Intifada. At the time, Palestinian terrorists were in the midst of a murderous campaign that claimed hundreds of Israeli civilian lives in attacks on buses, restaurants, nightclubs, and other public places. The Intifada began in September 2000 after then-Palestinian Authority President Yasser Arafat rejected a peace deal offered by President Bill Clinton at Camp David in July 2000 that met nearly every Palestinian territorial demand. Ockenberg was among the wounded. Her daughter, Sarah, later recounted the difficulty of growing up with her mother in a vegetative state. "I always felt like I was missing something, my heart was longing for something but I didn't exactly know what it was. I tried to fill this gap in many different ways. I spent time with friends, I went shopping, shallow things. But it only made me feel better for a couple of hours at the most. It never healed my pain. Reality is that my mother was critically hurt and I'm her daughter and I have to deal with it, no avoiding it." She succumbed on Wednesday, as the Jerusalem Post reported. New York-born Ockenberg, née Feiner, was 31 years old when the bombing took place. Her 2-year-old daughter Sarah was one of the few to survive the attack unscathed. Izzaldin Shahel Al-Masri bombed the Sparrow Pizza place on the bustling corner of King George Street and Yaffa Road in Jerusalem on August 9, 2001, killing 15 people, including 7 children and a pregnant woman, and wounding 130. Al-Masri's accomplice was Alam Tamimi, who chose the location for the attack. Tamimi was convicted and given 16 life sentences but was released in the prisoner swap for captive IDF soldier Gilad Shalit. The Sparrow bombing happened just weeks before Palestinians launched a global propaganda campaign against Israel at the UN World Conference Against Racism in South Africa, and before the 9/11 terror attacks in the U.S. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.